This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Foodie on Paper podcast, and it's your boy, Pierre. With me, I've got Tayo in the studio. Tayo, what's good?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Compliments of the season, yeah?
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays, people.
Yeah, this is our last episode for 2020.
Joy to the world.
2020 was a wrecked year.
this year, no really... No reason, but...
Life is shit, man. Yeah, I know I'm going to put some money in the jar.
Definitely.
But, like, if you want to, like... what's the word now? Give an example of how life is, just show them 2020. But we survived through it. We're living.
We're moving, man. Let's see. Hopefully next year will be better, and you know, people will just be able to live life the way they should live life. Live a better life. Anything better than this, to be honest.
Yeah, most definitely. Let's talk about best awards. Any surprises for you?
Megan Rapinoe. That's probably the only one. She hasn't played since March.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lohi for that one, man.
She will talk more during her segment of Lohi's corner.
Yeah.
But, like, it's very funny how they still voted for her, man.
Yeah, you know, the best, sometimes you get some funny picks in there that ends up looking like a popularity contest.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe we need, like, the voting is usually done by
according to some players, they're like, they can't even watch their colleagues on TV. So I think more women football should be on TV. That could help. For me, like, Vivian Miedema, I know people say I'm biased or anything, but Vivian Miedema should have been footballer of the year. But I mean, Lucy Bronze too, she's sick on the ball. She's a total player, man. Like, she's like a lamb. You understand? Like, can play midfield, can play right back, like, she's a proper footballer, man. Like,
definitely,
man. Go and watch clips of Lucy Bronze. Or if you have not seen, like, any Man City games of late or Lyon last season. You said you didn't have anything with the men's one.
I don't have a surprise, but then I was really happy for Robert Lewandowski, you know.
Yeah.
It's really hard to win the best when you have those two beasts doing things year in, year out. So
second and third.
So, like, just imagine that. For Levy had an amazing year, you know, won the treble and scored so many goals. Was very, very influential for Bayern Munich.
Still
last minute winner, yeah?
Yeah, yes.
Big man thing.
Talk more about that later. But my own problem was Klopp. Klopp shouldn't have won coach of the year for me.
And that's your business.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm being biased, but somebody came from nowhere. Came from nowhere. I know on this podcast, we couldn't pronounce his name for like two episodes. He came from nowhere, won the treble, won the bloody treble, won five titles in a year. And you're telling me,
When you're big, you're big.
Yeah, that's not when you're big, you're big. When they run one or two darling club teams.
You're not going to have me on record. You're not going to have me on record disparaging my team. So
Hansi Flick should be manager of the year. Simple.
That's his business. Flick away, please.
What did you just do?
I made a joke.
Next is Lohi's corner.
Hello and welcome to Lohi's corner. Season's greetings to everyone. This is the season to be jolly. So Merry Christmas, everyone. So quickly, going into the order of the day, I'm going to be talking about WSL, UWCL, round of 32 second legs, and of course the FIFA, the just concluded FIFA's The Best award show. And I'll just go quickly into that. So for FIFA's The Best, there was a lot of annoyance by frequent fans, the frequent watchers of women's football, of the fans, because we felt like maybe we even watch the sports more than the governing body. And it's quite sad because these matches are not broadcasted as much as they should, people just go and vote for the popular names. For example, I feel like nobody, like, unless maybe you're just you you're you're a Lyon fan, but even Lyon fans, I wanted Wendy Renard to win. I don't even think Lucy had top 10 year, like a top 10, she was top 10 this year in women's football. And that's not, I'm not saying anything about her effort. I still think she's the best right back in the world. I just don't think this was her strongest season at all. Last season, definitely. Last season, she was top class. I just don't think her season was as good as last year. And I think Wendy Renard, Penny Lehada, Marozan, Carrasco, like these players. In fact, I would even say I think Jenny Hermoso had a better year than Lucy Bronze to me. That might be like an unpopular opinion, but that's just me. In Serena Wiegman won best manager. When Netherlands, how many matches did they play this year? Euro qualifiers. There was no big international tournament. You had Emma Hayes, who won the league, WSL, unbeaten. She won the Conti Cup. You had Luc Vassal, who won the league, who won UWCL again. He also won D1, like Lyon won UWCL again. They won D1. They won the domestic cup. He also won the UEFA Women's Coach of the Year, Women's Football Coach of the Year. And it just seemed very strange that Hayes or Vassal didn't win and Serena Wiegman won, because like Netherlands didn't even really perform as much as, they didn't even beat any big side per se. So I don't know, it just felt like why. Then you had the goalkeeper one was at least like people, there was either Tiani Endler or Buhadi, and Buhadi won. I mean, she won the UWCL again, and so yeah, that's the only award that was, yeah. Then we move on to the FIFA World XI, and this is where there was a lot of annoyance. Megan Rapinoe she opted not to play after lockdown. So the last game she played was in March. Vera Bouquet too said she believed, so Rapinoe and Vera Bouquet, they both released statements saying that they do not believe that they deserve to be in this top 11. And to me, that's quite embarrassing for the governing body, because you have players coming out, not one, two, coming out to say, wow, I don't think I deserve this. That there were other people who deserved to win this award. I think that's quite embarrassing for the body, because to be honest, I can think of many midfielders that deserve to be there instead of Megan Rapinoe. She's a top class player, but even she said that her being in this just shows that more work needs to be done for the women's game. Like broadcasting. Maybe if you broadcast more matches, because everyone has heard of Rapinoe. So maybe when they're voting, they just take the most popular name. It's just a lot that needs to be done. I know how hard, if I did not actively go out of my way to find where to watch, I would probably if I didn't go out of my way to watch some of this women's game, I would probably just be thanking the popular people as well. I have to actively I have FA player. They show at least WSL is doing that. Where you can watch free matches. UEFA TV, they really try. They show the UWCL games, the draws, everything. And these apps are free. So those people are really trying. I know how hard it is to watch D1, Primera Division, Foreign Bundesliga. It's not easy at all. So because of that, I feel like I can't remember who the women's footballer was, but she said that she's part of the game, but she doesn't have access to watch a lot of these games. And you're asking yourself, so how are you going to vote? Like, you can barely find stats of certain players. At least there some websites are trying. You can barely find stats of a lot of players. Some of them don't even have Wikipedia pages, or the Wikipedia pages will be very scanty. There's just so much more that needs to be done, because to be honest, like, I don't think the voting is going to change. I think people are just going to keep voting the popular people, unless it's maybe a World Cup year, which of course the World Cup is very highly televised. Euros is 2022. I'm guessing that will be very highly televised as well. So they'll just pick people from there. I just think a lot more needs to be done. Marta said something and it's still on us. She said that the women's game needs you and I to survive. There's not going to be another Marta. There's not going to be another Cristiani. There's not going to be another Formiga. It depends on us to survive. So we need to continue to talk about the women's game. We need to show our dissatisfaction in times like this when the award shows don't represent what it is. I've seen comments about how they expect us to take women's football seriously. How do you expect people to take women's football when the governing body doesn't even act like it does care? And yeah, so it really depends on all of us. So this is why we do our own little way to push the game forward and things like that. So quickly, let me talk about WSL. Let me just touch a bit on it. Arsenal played Everton. Yes, the only Arsenal-Everton match that people care about. Arsenal played Everton and it ended 4-0. Everton started so well this season and they've dropped off. Like, they've really, really... Valérie Govan's injury affected them. But still, the drop in form has been crazy. I mean, they are still fifth, but their performances haven't been the greatest. So we've met him. I was on the bench and everyone was like, why Joe Montero, why? But it ended up paying off. We saw Lisa Evans and Jordan Knobs back into the side. Jordan Knobs scored, Jen Beattie, Caitlin Ford, who was the last person that scored? Yeah, I think it was Beattie, Ford, Knobs. And I think it was Bet-Mead. Yeah, it was Bet-Mead. And Lydia Williams, clean sheets, her first clean sheets in the WSL. So then, of course, United. I'm not going to mention Casey Stoney because I feel like I mention her every episode. But United, they won again. They're still top of the table. They won Bristol City, the bottom of the league team. They won them 6-1. Leah Galton is still on fire. Toby Heath, that signing has really, really changed United women. So so the table looks like United on top, Arsenal second. Chelsea have 2 games in hand, so if they win both games in hand, they go second. They actually go first because I think they have a higher goal difference. So they win their 2 games in hand, but for now they're third. City is fourth, and you know the top 3 spots are the spots that qualify for the UWCL. Then going to UWCL, we have our round of 16 teams. Lyon Juventus, they played in France and Lyon won Juventus 3-0, so aggregate 6-2. And they are true to the round of 16. Atletico won Chenois and won them 5-0. Kasiegot won Zitobod 1-0. Slavia Praha. Florentina won Slavia Praha 1-0. So aggregate 3-2. They go through to the next round. Paris Saint-Germain won Górnik Leszno 6-1. So Paris Saint-Germain go to the next round. Man City won Gothenburg 3-0. Barcelona won PSV. So PSV Eindhoven 4-1. Bayern won Ajax 3-0. Wolfsburg won Spartak 2-0. Rosengard won Lakhnuti 10-0. Minsk won LSK 1-0. Fortuna Horing won Pomuje 3-2. Chelsea won Benfica 3-0. And Sparta Praha won Glasgow City 1-0. And Poulsen won Zurich 1-0. So the teams in the round of 16 are Poulton, Praha, Sparta Praha, Chelsea, Fortuna Horing, Minsk, Rosengard, Wolfsburg, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Manchester City, Paris Saint-Germain, Fiorentina, Kazigot, Atletico de Madrid, and Olympique Lyonnais, the defending champions. So once again, Merry Christmas. I hope you have an amazing season, like an amazing Christmas, and we'll see you again next time. Thank you for joining us on Lohi's Corner.
Hey there, do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page, ATE_households, or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Yep, the final hot topics for the year 2020, putting on paper.
Get it like it's hot.
Guess what I'm starting with?
That was terrible. Why did I even say that? Carry on.
You're doing your thing, man. Yeah. Starting with Arsenal. Arsenal. How can they get out of this mess? In fact, you know what? I'll make it personal. How can we get out of this?
Isn't how can we? Let me just disclaimer, I'll be full disclosure. Yeah. Papi did not eat yesterday night because of these guys.
I don't understand what you say.
You didn't eat now. Did you eat? Did you eat? Have you eaten?
You're in my house, please, so you don't know that.
Ah.
You don't know that.
Bobo. No, Allah.
And I'm not going to, like, give you an answer.
Yeah, you're forming for the streets.
I'm not forming, I'm just saying.
Continue.
Saying
that it is. Carry on.
So, like, yeah, actually, question, like, how can they get out of this mess? In a mess?
I'm not a prayerful man, but I think it's the grace of God you feel need right now. You have lost your way.
Yeah. Eight losses in the league, one draw, four wins, 15th on the table.
I don't know. So obviously, Arteta was doing something right in Europa League because you guys topped your group. I think you won all your games.
Yeah.
So now, how can you replicate that European form in the domestic?
Maybe those teams are not just good enough.
Ah, why are you throwing shade at who are the teams again?
Rapid Vienna. You see, you don't even know
that. I don't. Rapid.
Rapid Vienna. Oh, they're a quality team, Abi.
Top team.
Dundalk.
And.
I can't remember the last team. No disrespect. Molde. All these boys.
If I'm not top that group, problem with it.
If we lost one game.
One game.
If we drew, problem with it.
Fight.
For me,
Ask wait, nobody asked me question. My answer sorry, now. Can you just imagine?
Sorry. No, because you said we need God. Understand? You know? So me, I was trying to like give my.
Me when they go church, I tell you, say you need God. You can't really reason. You they reason me seriously.
You didn't need to say that.
Where was that, please? Arteta right now, they're not conceding a lot of goals. I mean, and the way, in the manner in which they're conceding goals, lets you know that they need to just be more disciplined. I know they keep saying it over and over again, but yeah, that's the truth. The way the goals are coming in is showing a lack of discipline. Yeah. Because if you are disciplined, those kind of goals don't come in. I mean, the last game, what's that? An own goal and what?
Corner kick.
Why you know that if you want to be a top team in this league, you have to be very, very clutch at set pieces, man. 100%. Defending them and scoring them. So if you're having trouble, whether it's scoring them or defending them, you know that there's something wrong somewhere. And then the players now are picking up very unnecessary bookings as well. Yeah. I'm seeing that you guys have had 7 red cards since in 1 year.
Yeah.
And there's also a very funny stat I saw online that 0.7% of cards in the Premier League have either been given to Arteta or given to teams managed by Arteta. So I don't know, maybe Arteta is, you know, carrying that the culture from his playing days to his team. But in all seriousness, the boys need to tighten up. They are playing for Arsenal. I don't know, maybe they need someone to like sit down. Maybe Wenger, I don't know, have like a Zoom call. I know he's retired and everything, but a Zoom call, you know, or Vieira, what's the other guy's name, Tony Adams, you know, talk to them. they need to know the caliber of club they're playing at and the caliber of club that the fans that they have. They don't deserve this. That's the truth.
Let me just say a few words. First of all,
he said a few words. Do you need some time? You know what? Speak.
Obviously, we don't have more time, but let me just say. First of all, Arsenal need luck. That's one. We need luck in some certain aspect of the game. Two, some players need to step up big time. Some players need to step up, man. Like, especially the experienced players. They need to do something. I don't know. Just like, we need to jazz everybody up. You know, that's meme. Jazz up. May everybody jazz up.
Yeah.
Stand well.
Definitely.
What a game. Mikel Arteta, you need to pick the right players. No disrespect to Nketiah, I understand, but I don't feel Nketiah starting against Everton was the right choice because Everton have Michael Keane
and Yerry Mina.
And then they will bully him. In fact, they bullied him.
My God.
They destroyed him. Well, I think it was until Lacazette came on that there was a striker in the box. You get, like, forget all these things that people are saying, oh, play the young games, pick the right people for the right games, man. Pick the most experienced people. In case of Willian, I don't know, man. I don't know why people are surprised.
Hold on, quick question. How do you feel about the signings that Arteta has made so far? How are they doing?
Gabriel, very good.
Okay.
Very good signing, top signing. Willian, I was skeptical at the beginning, obviously, because I had an argument with the Alchemist, who was on the podcast last week. I had an argument with him concerning Willian, and I told him that he works very hard, but him is like, no, I don't want working hard, I want outputs, you understand? And if you check his output for Chelsea throughout the season, poor.
Arsenal wingers are not here to work hard.
He'll give you all that. No, do you know a funny thing? The working hard is not even giving Arsenal that. Yeah, you understand? He's just chilling on the pitch like he's a pensioner or something.
One shot in his last 12 games.
One shot on target.
On target.
You understand? Like, so my point now is, why did you guys now sign him? You understand? If he's not giving you the creativity, if he's not giving you any numbers, okay, the energy at least, he should give you that. What like I talked about with the Alchemist. You understand? Like, please, these players need to step up, man. You can't be depending on Saka. Saka is what, 19. Maitland now, the youngins. Oh, you can't be depending on these guys, man. And these guys look up to the big dogs. I mean, the big dogs are not doing well. They won't give a shit another money in the jar.
It's okay. It's fine. It's tough time. Don't last. Tough people do.
But you know what? I'll still back the manager no matter what. You know.
You've already like jumped on all my questions. Arteta out or now?
No, Arteta in till he's out. That's it. Do you understand that?
Fair enough.
Keep on supporting him till they sack him. I won't be the person like to shit on the manager Andy, because when he came, like, we're all happy. I mean, he won the FA Cup. We were able to get to Europe because of that. We're able to
But then also there was a style of play. You could see that there was something going on. But now he seems to have lost his way. Yeah? Yeah,
everything. So I mean, it's his first job, Abi. So it's a learning curve for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, deal with it, man, Mikel. You two, you have problems. Sort yourself out. Sort your players out. Best game to reply is on Boxing Day 26th. Best game to reply, home against Chelsea. Win that game, everybody loves you again. Let's talk about the next topic.
Let's go.
Yeah. Liverpool, 7 heaven. And let me not even say this, just take the floor.
Pretty boy, ladies and gentlemen, understand, pra, pim, pim. They can never support, they can never get us, you understand? No by rule, no by G-Wagon. Do you understand? 8 shots, 7 enter. Hey!
Do you guys need the generic transfer?
To do what? Now person when they find something, they enter market. Do you understand? Are they joko? So when the market opens now, hopefully you can get one CB. Because as much as Reece Williams and Nat Phillips are doing so well, I think Klopp will want to get a senior figure, maybe for a good price.
What type of senior figure do you like?
I think
he's looking at loaning somebody that's not playing, just filling numbers, or you need to get like a Marquise.
Oh, definitely filling the numbers. I mean, you've lost your starting centre back and
so
your two starting
centre. You expect like a Corker.
How do you know? That's where I was going. Hopefully, he doesn't play man 9. But yeah, now exactly an option, man. We just need an option there because we're very, very threadbare at the back right now, and we want Fabinho playing his best position, which is DM. Although it's looking like even if we do buy a centre-back, Fabinho will still continue that position because he seems to have excelled in that. And so far, I think he's right now, he could be one of our candidates for player of the season, you know, all things considered. He's putting in the minutes and he's having very, very good displays at the back. And honestly, it's been a joy to watch. I'm so happy, happy for him. Happy to have him, happy for him, everything. I was very, very impressed with Bobby Firmino's display. Bobby Dazzler came in with the goals. Mane was very, very annoyed.
I didn't see you talk about the whole Liverpool team.
It's 7 goals now. How are we going? We have to spread it out. Oh, yeah, continue. What do you want to ask me?
Alas, what happened?
They're not Sabina. You see, Jordan Ayew. You are passing the ball. Zaha must have wanted to kill him at halftime. Because why? And at that point, the game is still 1-0, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Taki, by the way, you know. Got his goal. Good for him. Yeah.
First Premier League goal.
Yeah. I think the most impressive thing about that performance is just seeing how the team collective, everyone's coming together to make things happen for the team. Yeah, the system is in place. So people are sorting in even when they don't have as many minutes and they're doing things, you know, they're actually what's called contributing to our league dominance.
Man City, they go back to winning ways, beat Southampton 1-0. Obviously, that should be surprising, but the surprising thing is that they're not scoring enough goals. They scored 15. By this time last season, they had 35. What's happening?
Jesus, been in and out of the team, obviously. But then while he's been in, I feel like he hasn't been as killer.
This is generally like the whole team. There's something wrong.
No. Definitely. Like I'm just starting from the 9 position because I feel like that's where City expect a lot of their goals to come from, you know. And then also Raheem Sterling, which like normally a huge contributor to goals in that team.
Yeah.
Output has been dull a little bit. Aguero has been out of the team for a while. I mean, that's their record goal scorer, club legend, Premier League legend.
Yeah.
He's fit now, so you expect that once he's back in the team, goals, at least they can expect goals from that one person. He's the man, and he shoulders that responsibility marvelously.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he can, you know, wake the other guys up and just get them backfiring because they need to start scoring goals the way they do. You know, free-flowing football, 4, 5, 6 goals, scoring goals in the first 10 minutes. That's the City we know, but that's not the City we're seeing right now.
Could it be because he's trying to, like, because like last season they considered too many silly goals. Is it because he's trying to cut that out and that's like detrimental to the attack?
No, because I feel like they're still creating a lot of chances. I mean, towards the end of the West Brom game, De Bruyne was spamming those crosses in. Like, and I don't mean spamming like disrespectfully, because I mean it's De Bruyne, man. Accuracy no be here.
Like they were good crosses.
Good crosses, quality crosses, but
not Arsenal crosses.
Don't do that. Tired, tough times don't last. Tough people do. It is well.
Amen.
So, it's just get Aguero back in and then maybe Sterling can, you know, play himself out of this worrying form. I mean, look at Mane. Mane went a few games without scoring. Stop calling the number. What's wrong with you?
You know, some people don't know this team.
It's fine. I didn't hear that.
Okay.
But he broke that, you know, and even while he wasn't. But, you know, the thing about it is that even though Sterling hasn't been scoring as much, you can see that he's still bringing things to the game. I think that's just sometimes players go through poor run of form and just have to play his way out of it.
Pick
where? These are all players in their prime. I don't know.
I think so, our friend Mike.
Yeah.
And he said that,
Shout out Mike.
Yeah, and he said that he feels that you're not scared of City like before. Like teams are not scared of City like before. Even De Bruyne this season.
I think instead of saying they've peaked, I think what you can say they've become a bit too predictable.
Mm.
So they need to bring back that fear factor where you don't know.
Watch them this season now, they look like a bit slower, a bit leggy. Obviously, we can easily blame like no preseason.
A lot of teams are pressing. They're pressing less now. I think apart from Villa, which is funny, but yeah, a lot of teams are not pressing like they would. I think it's just down to the fixture congestion, and it's going to take a while for that to adjust, really, because we still have what's called international tournaments in the summer. Toughy.
Quickly, let's talk about Newcastle game. We're not talking about the game; it's just
one particular incident. Yeah, that's not a penalty.
Okay.
Just I think that's on them.
Refs give these penalties.
Once again, I feel like I've said this before, but then with VAR right now, we're still learning our way around the, what's it called? Not the technology, but then how to implement it properly and, you know, in the right way. I feel like that was a case where VAR was used improperly because we can't start giving penalties for every touch in the box.
Yeah.
The referees have to use that...
This one is the slightest touch.
Slightest touch,
and
you know.
Just go down.
And you might say I'm a Liverpool fan and like we get those given to us. And yes, it's not right.
Yeah.
I think you have to be impartial sometimes in these things because... when something bad is happening, it's going to affect the entire game as a whole. And what's going to happen in the future, maybe, I'm not even going to say 5 years, maybe even 2 years down the line, you know, people are going to start going down for, I don't know, if you just blow breeze, don't blow breeze. And they're going to give it. What's going to happen then? That was comical refereeing, honestly. That touch is not, I think what Ian Wright said at the end of the game, that touch is not enough to send him going down. And some certain players will actually stay up and try and finish that chance. Yes, it was, because there was a tug,
yeah.
And that touch is not enough. If you're going to give anything, you give for the tug.
Four for the tug.
Yes, you need four for the tug.
He got into the penalty area. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's for referees to sort out, and hopefully they do.
Yeah, sorry. Last statement on that. I don't know if we've gone too far in the men's game that we can't cut out diving from it. I think that's the problem we have. Because if you look at the women's game, they don't have that problem. The women are more honest than the men when it comes.
Like one dive. I know there was a dive in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like first dive in like how many games?
Mm-hmm. So, I think it's just become so part of the men's game. I think something we can't even stamp out. Because the women now, even as the game is still evolving in the women's side, they don't dive.
Yeah.
They don't dive.
But if one person starts it and they're getting results, you think like they'll follow? Because I mean, that's what these players are doing. The men are doing.
Well, I think there's a consistency now to the refing, so it will take.
But that's what I'm saying. It boils down to the ref last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will be hard for them to do that in the women's game because already it's kind of like set.
Okay.
And for the men's game, it's set that we dive. I mean, we need to figure out how we can amend the rules in a way that we can kick it out. We need to flush it out.
We need to start booking them. If you feel that this player has died.
No. Yeah. We have the rules now, but they don't book them anymore.
Yeah, like Jim Bengley said, they've thrown that away. It's funny, man.
It's one of those rules that's there but doesn't really get enforced.
Dan James, though, which is good, but like.
Oh no, Dan James is just really bad at it. I don't even know what's wrong with him, man.
I think what, three?
Three yellows now for diving, yellows. Yeah? I mean, when are we going to.
Goals for much time,
mm-hmm. And even like, because we even thought, like, you know, even if they don't book you retrospectively, nothing even happens. So what do we do?
Speaking about Dan James and his team, Manchester United trust lead 6-2. They're now third on the table. Why are people hard on Ole, man? I spoke to Pere last week and Pere was really surprised that people especially Manchester United fans, are hard on him and not giving him props for what he has done now.
I think people feel like with the amount of, or with the wealth of talent at United, they should be in the title race now.
Are they not in the title race?
No.
If they win their game in hand, they're 2 points behind Liverpool.
Well, with the kind of home form they have, you still feel like
they have
a brilliant
away form. I mean, Liverpool have a shit away form.
Well,
I've choked here.
You know, this is why I don't like recording with you, honestly.
Let's go for a break. Other leagues are going on break, so let's quickly talk about them. Quickly, La Liga, Barcelona still in limbo.
Yeah, season of transition for them, I think. I don't think anyone expects them to win the league with the way everything is so messy at the back.
You sure?
Okay, fine. Barcelona fans expect them to win the league. No, they become Spurs, so they expect to win the league every year. So,
yeah.
But realistically, me, I'm looking at them from, you know, with a proper, like, looking at it properly, and yeah. Qualify for Champions League, yeah. Maybe
so you understand where they are now, like,
yeah,
the results are getting and everything. So, you don't blame Coman or anything.
I don't blame Coman right now.
Nah, it's all good. Atletico, can dark horses or proper contenders?
I think proper contenders this season.
Yeah.
They've shown that they have that metal. Maybe things.
Do you think this guy is telling them that, Simeone?
I think he's probably telling them now, yo, these other guys have weaknesses here and there. Mm. You need to capitalize on that and, you know, try and win the league, because you're not going to get a better chance than this year to win the league.
Yeah.
Because you know that next season, Barcelona manager are going to be rearing and firing to try and, you know, reassert that dominance.
Yeah, there were goals for Suarez and
Diego Costa.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea in Champions League round of 16. What a game. Real Sociedad showing their true colors.
Yeah.
I think the main thing for them is basically they should just try and finish fourth, and they should not like finish how they finish.
No, go do season. The one way past your bag.
Last season was shambles for them.
I think with the wealth disparity in La Liga, I think most of the other teams just try and see if they can hold up for the Champions League and, you know, get that money, improve their teams, and maybe they can try and do something tactically and just surprise us one of these years. But I mean, unless there's something really big in terms of like, ah, surprise. Yeah, yeah. Champions League, man.
Okay, let's talk Bundesliga. Shako, Opo, Shambles.
Bye-bye to Jati Jati. Bye-bye to, in the name of Jesus. Bye-bye.
I don't know what you're doing, but...
I'm singing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They're done, man. I mean, no wins. How many games now in the season?
You have a start.
Oh, yeah. They've tied the record for most games without a win in Bundesliga. This is actually carrying on from last season, you know.
Yeah.
So congrats to them. I think it's a very big achievement for them, and yeah, they can continue on with that. Maybe let's see how it continues.
Really, I'll miss them. Shaka. Dortmund, Shambles as well. The two teams in the River, what do you call them here?
The Riviera Derby. They've already sacked what's his face? Favre. Yeah, they have Yusuf Amokoko, a very burgeoning talent. I think that's how they say it. They've lost Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
So
back in
New Year. I think they should just try and basically don't mess up the project too much before he gets back. Because they're going to need him. And they need to get Sancho playing better again. I don't know, maybe if he can
to make him happy.
Make friends with Mukoko, you know, carry him under his wing. Show him where to run.
Like Aubameyang.
You don't need to teach him how to shoot. Just show him where to run. All those things. That's all.
Are you saying Sancho cannot shoot?
No, as you know, he shouldn't show Mukoko. Mukoko knows how to shoot.
My bad.
Just point. Yeah. Show him where to run. You pass ball to him. That's all.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They left it late to go top.
Mentality monsters. I know they use that to. They ascribe that normally to Liverpool in Premier League, but I mean Bayern over there. Even when things are not looking too hot, they still come out on top and they do what they have to do, man.
Just had to, like, cheat in Liverpool there.
This is a Liverpool show. I know you say it's not, but it kind of is.
Disclaimer. Keep going.
This is a Liverpool show.
Disclaimer. Keep going.
You keep shouting disclaimer. It's fine.
It is not a Liverpool show. Yes.
Bayern are coming off a trouble win, and I think obviously, you know, troubles don't come. They don't come. Five. Trouble, okay, fine. Five trophies don't just come like every year, you know. So I think they'll probably look to retain their title bare minimum, maybe a cup and league double. That's what they'll be aiming for again this year. But definitely,
they don't want to win Champions League.
No, they want to, but yeah. Champions League is kind of hard. I mean, what happened with Madrid where they won three in a row? Since that time, nothing again. I think everything has reset back to normal. You don't have that happening often. It happens again. Credit to them, but
are they the best team in the world?
Not right now, no.
Serie A quickly. Ronaldo helped Juventus to win.
Over reliance, they killed them, man. Yeah. Can you play without them? And then Morata, what are you doing, man? Put the ball in the net. What's that?
No back heels.
Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if they subbed him immediately after that, because that was rubbish. Giving me vibe, that Balotelli friendly vibe. Terrible, man. What's that?
Yeah. Milan still going strong. Can they do it?
I don't know, man. We've been doing this pod for a very long time now, and I like to be very optimistic. I mean, if you're listening from time, you know that I always like to support the underdogs, but I've learned that in some of these leagues, the underdog no get him out. Yeah. Now the big dog get him out pass.
Okay. With no European football for Inter, can they focus and push for the title?
You know, the funny thing is that the people that are in Inter, they don't know that they've actually done a good thing for Conte. Fine, they've lost money.
Yeah.
But if they win the league, I think maybe they could now try and mount like a Champions League run next season.
He's never good in Europe.
I feel like he has to break that run at some point, and maybe if they win Serie A, they can do that next season.
Okay. It's all good. Let's go for a break and we'll wrap up.
So people, man, end of the year, so we just want to like give shout outs to people that have made our year really wonderful. We're going to start off first with Lohi. We've got Lohi, you know, bringing us the women's football intel, bringing us the juice, the sauce, everything that has to do with the game.
Top stuff.
I think we're really trying to make sure that we cover like other aspects. You know, it's not only men that are playing ball out there, we've got the babes, you know, doing their thing as well, doing great things out there, and Lohi's really providing all that for us. Shout out to Lohi, man, one love. We've got TMJ coming through with the FPL picks, man. Don't tell me that you've not profited from his picks. If you just tell me that you're a liar,
never profit from his picks. So
Dio, you don't know how to use the picks. So sorry to you.
Hey,
Are you a good manager? I don't understand.
I will show you. After the show, I'll show you how good I am.
Shout out to Pera as well, you know. Pera. Big man. The biggest Man U fan I know.
Yeah, man. Nothing is ever wrong with Man U. Nothing is ever wrong with Man U.
Always backing the team. Shout out to Yemi, man.
Yemi.
Hey there. Do you see all the ads you've been listening to, man? I'm sure you probably thought some
the
kind
first
of.
Person you listen to.
Yes.
The first person you listen to. Yemi.
Yemi, man. Big ups to Yemi.
Thank you for everything you've done for us.
All right, shout out to Molo. Let's just go Molo. Oh, God.
Mololuwa,
I'm sorry, man. Shout out to you as well, man. How many Lazio fans do you know in Nigeria, my G?
Only one, man.
Shout out to Molo. Shout out to Mike as well.
Big man, silent, you
know,
man.
They be listening, you know, supporting. Yeah, shout out to Kai Sola.
We've got
Cooper as well.
Sancho did not sign, but anyway, we'll come back for you in 2021.
Of course now. God Cooper as well.
Who's God Cooper?
LFC, man.
Oh.
Fan Talk.
Who's that? I'm messing up.
It's not your fault. I recognize my people. Now my guy be that.
I didn't interview him.
Now my guy be that.
Big ups to him, man.
Yeah.
Big ups to Femi. Femi is back with us on podcast, Liverpool Fan.
Femi, one love.
Femi, yeah. Big ups to Stig.
Stig as well.
Top man.
I hope you've been listening to the Bench and Bleachers pod, you know. They're doing great stuff out there. Let's try and grow the Nigerian podcast industry, man. More listens, more growth, more vibes, man.
Listen to them, trust me, they're very funny, man.
Very funny, top lads. What's that? Stig, Shea, and...
I can't remember the last person.
God,
I
feel terrible.
I'm
God,
very sorry, man. Whoever that person is, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry, but there are three guys.
You're such a dead person, man. God, Pops, why are you like this?
Yeah, we're again. Tunes, Tweet Teeth.
Man, like Tunde.
Big up to you.
Big up to you, man.
Thank you, Chelsea fan. But
Bambizu.
Bizu, top lad. Always listening. Always listening, man. Always retweeting. Thank you for everything you've done, man. Giving us advice as well. Top man as well. What are we forgetting, man?
See, let me tell you, this is the Footy on Paper podcast, you know, for the fans, by the fans. Yeah, if we forgot you, tell us, we'll mention you in the first episode of the new year. Yeah. That's what we do.
In fact, we'll come back to record this part again. We'll forget you. We'll come back to record this part again.
We'll tweak the episode, re-upload it. What's that?
Thank you very much for an amazing 2020.
Now, you don't enter new year now. Congrats. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Ifeo, man. Ifeo has been top.
Merry Christmas, man. Happy holidays, and a happy new year in advance.
Ciao. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ifeo, for always coming through. Big man team, you know. Thank you for your support. Thank you for...
See, for your support. Bobo.
No support.
My guys, I'll see you guys. Or rather, I'll hear you guys.
You know support.
Why are you making noise?
You know support.
You're stressing me out, man.
Answer now.
I didn't support it, because...
Anyway, happy holidays to everybody, man. Ciao.
Ciao. All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at @FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know... Get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.